this gospel, John 14, starting with verse 7, is one that we had earlier in the week on the Feast of St. Philip, because of Philip's question here. That's the gospel we have. Now, so we've heard it before. We've heard it lots before. But let's take it. What does it mean? What do we do with a text like this, which is a revelation of the whole life of the Trinity made available to us and inviting us into that life? If you know me, then you will also know my Father. What do you do with a statement like that? First you believe it. And then you say, how does that work? How do I know Jesus? And have I ever experienced this truth of this, knowing Jesus and being brought into a knowledge of the Father? Has this ever happened to me? And here is where our minds come in. So you say, well, how do I see Jesus? Now, we know all the ways that, oh, I see him in my neighbor, I see him. But do I? How many times have I really seen Christ in somebody and responded? When was the last time I saw Christ? In a beggar? In an enemy? When was the last time? You see, these words are meant to provoke us. It's true. So sometimes I have caught a glimpse of the Father. Though I may not have been conscious of it, this was the work of Jesus. So I want this to happen. I want this to be true, that I know him in such a way that I know the Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Well, now how? The most profound manifestation of Jesus Christ in this world right now is the church. We start there. And we meditate on this two-millennial miracle of the body of Christ abiding in this world. Despite the sins of its members and the hatred of its enemies, here is the church, bearing witness for two millennia to the reality and majesty of Jesus. How many millions of saints transformed by the transforming grace of Christ? How many? Can I not see Christ there? How many heroes? What about the sacraments? Have I seen Christ in the sacraments? I come to the Eucharist every day. Have I been at a baptism and felt the power of Christ come and overshadow this infant or this adult and begin to dwell in them? Do I know what the church is? Do I understand that there's one holy Catholic and apostolic church? Catholic means universal. And the teaching of the Catholic Church is that the Church subsists in the Catholic Church. That doesn't mean that there are not aspects of Church in every baptized person and every group. But we have to take responsibility for this. Have I seen Christ in the Church? Starting with a simple meditation on where do I see him? Surely, I see him when church is distilled in somebody, like Mother Teresa, or John Paul, or Padre Pio. Then I see church distilled. There it is, that's church. And I see Christ. Do I see him in the sacraments? Do I understand these marvels? these works to take bread, wine, oil, water, hands, voice, and Christ acts in and through his body. Do I see it? I remember once right there in this altar here, we were anointing somebody, a woman, and she wanted all the kids around. So were tons of kids came. Everybody brought their kids. I don't remember how it all worked out. But anyway, they were all there. And as I began to anoint this woman, I said to these children, now watch. Jesus is going to act right now. This is a sacrament. This isn't a ceremony. This is a sacrament. Jesus Christ is going to act here more infallibly than in anything else you can imagine, because he promised. I probably didn't give that big a speech, but you know, I watch. So I anointed this woman who had lymphoma, was on a experimental drug, and it's serious. It was the second time that this had happened to her, and she was healed. And the kids saw it. Neat, huh? Now, when the Holy Spirit can so refine our spirit that we don't move in this fog of just bumping into things and not really knowing what's going on, or having our mind filled with our own ambitions, plans, blah, 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 you know, when we're really sort of starting to get it, our spirit is impressed with the realities that are revealed in the church. That's the beginning of seeing Jesus. Now, as that works in us, you see, then I must see Christ not in the church, only in the sacraments, or in the saints, or in the courage of people who stand up for the truth, even though it may cost them their lives, moved by Jesus Christ for the sake of humanity. Can you imagine? You're the salt of the earth, the Lord said. That means you're supposed to stop the world from going to corruption. And so where are these heroes? John Paul II, Benedict XVI, some heroic bishops in this world who preach the truth. That's Christ. And then, do I see him in others? What you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me. When was the last time I thought about that? You see, I want to see the Father. Philip says, show me the Father, that's enough. Of course it's enough, it's heaven. And Jesus answers, don't you get it, Peter? If you see me, you see the Father. What does it mean to see Jesus? You see, if we don't begin with the simple, basic yielding of faith, how are we going to see him when he comes into our spirit and talks to us? When we're not doing the simple things, Mary Magdalene, who's the image of the spouse in the Song of Songs, looking all over for Jesus. She thinks he's dead even. Fanatically. Are you the gardener? Well, where is he? You see, in the rule of Saint Benedict, a fellow wants to join the monastery. One criterion. Does he really seek God? Si vere derum Deum querit. You see, the Lord prepares us, purifies us, if we're willing to search for him and accept in faith. This church is his body. This church, I mean, this, and even though it's a divided church, as John Paul II said, one of the greatest shows of ecumenism was martyrdom. Because there, Catholic blood and Protestant blood and Orthodox blood meet in the same witness. Very ecumenical. Is my heart broken that the church is broken? That the vision of Christ is now in a broken mirror instead of in a beautiful? Does that bother me? Am I looking for Jesus? You know. And he says, you see, that anybody who believes in him could do greater works than he does. I wish I had time to explain that right now. I did the other day, the last time we had that. All the works of Jesus reveal Jesus. Because all the works of Jesus are the works of the Father in him, as he says explicitly himself. So the Father working in Jesus now is revealing Jesus as he is in his totality and glory. And therefore the works are greater than the other ones used to be. And we do these revealing Jesus, the one in whom the Father is at work, now that he's radiant and glorious. And so the works are greater because they reveal the fullness of who Jesus Christ really is. And the works, martyrdom, sacraments, heroes. This is where you see it. And then you see it in a wife loyal to her husband, taking care of her kids for the love of Jesus Christ. And then if we yield to all this witness, if we allow it to overcome the anger, the pride, the vengeance, the lust, the greed, little by little, our spirits are pure enough to see Jesus in our own spirit. And then this text reaches its fulfillment as far as we can in this life. So let's